podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Emily was talking to us off the air yesterday about a certain movie series that she's not necessarily thrilled with, but go ahead and talk about it.
Well, it started with the movie series, but this is now a TV show, actually, that is, I'm in the same situation. The Twilight movie series, which is a big steaming pile of not goodness. And me and my girlfriend actually went and saw all the films in the theater, and they were horrible. But by the last one, we were like, we've come this far. We need to commit. We need to cross the finish line. Mm-hmm. So we went and saw the last one. And right now, I had this little spark of faith thinking that American Idol this season was really going to come back with a vengeance and be super, super
This was
good.
The year.
It was going to be, like the big comeback. It's going to be a gem. Everybody's given up on American Idol, but no, they're going to prove you wrong. No, it totally sucks. And I've been watching it since it started, so back in January. So over 3 months now. And I still watch it every week because I'm like,
you feel like you've got to see it through to the end.
Now we're
you started it, you're
down
invested.
To like, I don't know, like 6-7 kids or something. So I need to know who wins because I watched all the other crappy people. Now I got to watch these crappy people.
I was having this conversation with a friend of mine just the other day regarding books. And because she was saying, that she started a book, didn't like it. And I said, well, just give it up. She's like, no, I've got to finish it. Mm-hmm. I've got to finish it. And I have to laugh because honestly, I used to be that way and it drove me crazy. I would start a book or something. I'd get a third of the way through and it would just be horrible. But I felt like, well, I can't quit on it. I've come this far. I've got to finish. And I had this revelation, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, where I remember the first time I finally put down a book that sucked. And said, I am not, damn it, I'm making a stand. I'm not going to finish this. And it was so empowering. And it was like the clouds parted and the sun was like,
you took your life back, girl.
I took my life back.
Screw you, Dr. Seuss.
And the same thing if I would, watch a movie on
Took you a second, didn't
it? Right. Joke grenade.
Let it go.
Thank you. Very good. And the same thing if I was watching a movie.
Yeah.
If I got 45 minutes into a movie, I would think, well, I've invested this much time. I've got to see how it ends. Mm-hmm. Not anymore.
You the man.
Not anymore. If an author or a movie director or whatever does not hook me, that's on them. It's not on me. I'm like, I'm bailing out. Right. Yeah.
I was just telling Jeremy that I was watching the latest comedy special by Ralphie May, who normally just
I started that.
Knocks my pants off. And it was total
so bad.
Crap town. And then, Gentleman Caller, my boyfriend was like, all right, let's stop this. I was like, no, we're halfway through. What if it gets really good at the end?
A lot of those comedy specials on Netflix right now, I've bailed about 20, 30 minutes in.
Right.
Because they're my treadmill videos, I'm out.
For the most part, generally, I think people are broken into two camps. There are those who immediately will just give up on something. They're like, screw this. I'm not going to do this. Mm-hmm. But then there's another group of people, like I used to be. Yeah. They were like, I can't be a quitter. I got to finish it. I've got to be done with it. I've got to see how it ends.
I feel like that about 8 o'clock every day in here.
A.M.?
See what I did there? See what I did there? Yes, A.M. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying.
What are you going to be working on Monday?
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.